The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
It is also mailbag time. Every Monday we go through the emails we get here. drive@jacarandafm.com if you ever want to get in touch with us. Normally people are asking for advice. And today is tasty.
Very tasty. Tasty. Hey now. Hi, Robin Roz. I'm hoping you can help me out. My wedding is coming up soon. I'm obviously very excited. However, there's a bit of planning process that might cause some issues between me and my fiancé. I recently overheard a conversation she was having with her bridesmaids about the playlist for the reception. As it turns out, she's going to ask the DJ to play a Taylor Swift mega mix that she wants to be at least 1 hour long. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but I don't know how to tell her this is a terrible idea without causing a big fight. Please help me. What should I do? Kind regards, Stefan.
Stefan, my brie, you are doomed.
1 hour of Taylor Swift.
For a Swiftie, easy. What a jewel. Best time of your life. For someone who's not a Swiftie, torture.
A ear. Imagine nou die ander gaste, nie net Stefan nie, maar nou moet ek vir 'n hele uur en ek daar's liedjies van Taylor Swift waarvoor ek baie lief is, maar 'n uur.
Because you know the Swifties will lap it up. If you're a Swiftie and someone said to you, listen, you're going to a Joel, we're going to play an hour of Taylor Swift. Best time of your life. What if the bride and all her bridesmaids are going to be there rocking out? I mean, at that point, do you even care that no one else is on the dance floor? Because everyone else is going to be outside.
Exactly.
Having a drink and a chat.
Kan hulle nie dit intersperse tussen die ander liedjies nie? It sounds like she wants her hour of Taylor. Ek het op TikTok eintlik gesien, daar was 'n bruid sekere jaar terug, wat deel van haar troue en die musiek by die troue was 'n uur van Disney hits.
Now that I can get behind.
Disney?
After a couple of drinks in Disney sing-along vibes, an hour is pushing it. Maar bietjie van 'n jol, I could get like three or four maybe.
Yeah.
But an hour of Taylor Swift. Also, because it's the most important day of both of your lives, like Stefan should feel heard. But how do you tell your Swiftie partner that she can't have the hour of Taylor Swift? Ek weet nie. I don't know.
That's what we want to know. Hoe kan Stefan nou sy fiancé laat weet dat hy nou nie te keen is vir 'n uur se Taylor Swift op hulle troudag nie. 084-8500-942, dit is die WhatsApp lyn.
Yeah, let us know what you would do. I don't know, honestly. Patricia's on the line. Hi, Patricia.
Hi there.
What would happen if you had to listen to an hour of Tay Tay at a wedding?
I think I'd probably go insane and divorce my husband if it was him playing the music. My daughter is 14 and she is a Taylor Swift fan completely.
Yeah.
And she stays at 24/7, 365, so I think I'd probably go insane.
So she's a proper Swiftie, right?
She is a through and through Swiftie. She will draw Taylor. She has watched her videos thousands of times. She YouTubes and she even sings the songs.
Yeah. So it's a lifestyle, right? It's all encompassing. Swiftieism is it's a serious commitment.
It's a culture on its own.
So yes. Then my question to you, Patricia.
Yes.
When it's her wedding one day and she wants an hour of Taylor Swift, what does her fiancé do? Is it worth having a conversation and saying, I don't want this? Or is she just going to be like...
His wedding gift from me would be earplugs.
Because honestly, the WhatsApp line's advice is basically like, bro, shut up and take it.
Yeah. I was thinking what he could do also is he could just not be the bad guy. The DJ can become the bad guy and then he can say, oh, you know what? I don't think an hour of Taylor Swift is really going to be good for the wedding, just in terms of a fun and entertainment perspective. And then that's what she will hear because it won't be coming from Stefan. It'll be coming from a professional.
That doesn't matter.
She would expect him to dance to the song and they would have to probably choreograph it according to Taylor's taste.
Yes.
So maybe Stefan is lucky that he's not being forced to choreo to Taylor Swift. Because you can't tell the DJ to have the word. If I were the DJ, I'd be like, bro, it's your wife. I'm not telling her what she can and can't play at her wedding. I would tap myself right out of that conversation.
Then how many times does a woman get her way anyway?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. You have to listen to your daughter's Taylor Swift all the time because she gets her way and she's a lady. So there we go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the consensus is then Stefan is doomed. Patricia, thank you for your call. I appreciate you this afternoon.
Thanks for everything.
Ernest, the rugby's 80 minutes. Time it well or else listen to Swifty. Dan is Krishna 'n regte volwassene hier.
Ja.
Ek stel voor hierdie gesprek moet in goeie gesindheid bespreek word. Kommunikasie is van die begin af belangrik. Die huwelik is vol moeilike gesprekke en bitter maar soet eerlikheid. Hier is nie vir om onderstel om 'n maak of breek gesprek te wees nie. And I agree, like, you know, if she wants it, give it me.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it's going to be. Stefan, enjoy your Taylor Swift memory.